Hey everyone, this is Chris Keys from Premier Guitar, hanging out with Kevin from Black Pistol Fire. Kevin, how you doing?
Good, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you very much for taking the time. Saw you guys last year at Lollapalooza. Instant fan.
Thanks, man.
And Kevin's going to stay grounded, because if you've seen the band, he likes to jump around and jump off the drum kit. Yeah. So, Kevin, well, I got you here. Guitars.
Yeah, man.
What's the number one?
The number one is the Casino, man. The Epiphone Casino. Mm-hmm. It took me a while to track this guy down. I found somebody was selling it, I think, on Craigslist in Kentucky. I got it a few years back, but it took me a while to find the seafoam green.
Yeah, man. It's beautiful.
Because I think this is like a late 90s Korean, made at the Korean factory. And I just always loved casinos. I've had a few casinos before, but this one is my go-to. Pick up screaming.
Have you done anything to it? Pickup swap or anything?
No, everything is still stock, but except for the input jack. Moving around a lot on stage, I would rip it out pretty much every other show. So I'm good buddies in South Austin Music. Great place to go get any kind of guitar work done or buy gear. But they did a great job of making this a little more sturdy. Yeah.
And so would you say, like, a percentage wise, or how often are you using this throughout the set? Most of the set?
Or yeah, I would say this is probably like 80% during the set.
Cool.
And usually keep it on the neck pickup, just because it's got the best kind of bite crunch, you know.
And what about strings?
Strings are always 11 to 49 to Dario's. Those are my jam, man.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about this new one I heard about earlier?
This is Gibson. Gibson actually gave me this this to try out, and then I loved it. But I didn't. The mini humbuckers just weren't enough enough for me. You know, it wasn't enough man for me. So I had them put some P90s in now. And now this probably gets, you know, a good chunk of the set as well.
Cool. What kind of song, or what songs maybe specifically that you bring
it
out
on the
for?
New record, I'm using it on a few songs like Hard Luck, Tombstone Taillights, Copperhead Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have a new song that we've been kind of debuting on the road this tour, and I've been using it for that one. It's just these pickups and the tremolo. It's a great guitar, man. I wasn't sold on Firebirds until recently.
And looking here real quick, that's the only solid body you have with you right now.
Yeah, that's
how's
right.
How's that change between weight and the balance of the neck? We're going between here and the hemp.
Well,
setting.
This is a monster compared to the Epiphone. So it takes a little adjusting on the back, but the solid state bodies is a nice change, because when you're slapping on any kind of fuzz or drive with the P90s and a hollow body, it's a little uncontrollable.
Yeah.
But this guy is way more manageable on that, so I'll have to break him out once in a while just for specifically for that.
And what P90s did you put in there?
The Soapbox.
Okay.
Yeah. And
dig them so far?
Yeah. Sometimes if you leave it on the neck pickup, and I've got the treble boosted all the way, it can be a little bit like glass right in there. But it's a killer guitar. This is like my new baby right here.
Nice.
Yeah, man. And then
another new one, right?
This one I just got a few days ago in Asheville, North Carolina. Picked it up off the shelf, just started playing it, and I was like, that's a very rare thing when that happens, when you pick up a guitar and you're like, ooh, I have to have this. This is a 57 Gretsch Corvette.
Looks in great, good shape considering.
Yeah, and I plugged it through a twin, just clean, and it sounded gnarly. It was great. So,
You haven't had it much, but what do you expect maybe to play in? Is it maybe a slide guitar?
Yeah,
for you?
I've got it in an open D right now, just so I can get a little bit of that lower bassy kind of slide stuff going with it. But I think it'll work a lot for some of the Americana, like country picking stuff we have. We got a couple of tracks off our first record and our second record that are a little more country influence. And
maybe like Run Rabbit Run, you might
use it. Yeah, man, it could. And these are great pickups as well, too. But I'm looking forward to this one. Yeah.
What about the last?
Last one is the very first guitar I ever owned.
Really?
I went and bought this with my old man in Toronto at Capsule Music. And this is an Epiphone Sheridan, humbuckers. I haven't done really anything with it, but it's pretty much on its last leg. The neck is starting to crack a little bit. There's wear and tear everywhere. Knob broke off a little while back. So I only keep it on the neck pickup anyways.
So you're set.
But this is now, I used to use this for the majority of all the sets, but now this is basically just my slide guitar. I use this on a song called Crow's Feet, and I just use it for open D tuning. So, but yeah, so I
what
have to keep it.
What do you like about the Sheridan, the Casinos, just collectively as instruments, you know, being a hollow body guitar,
semi-hollows?
What do you like about those compared to anything else that you've played?
The hollow body's just got that classic classic vintage sound, but also it's got a nice kind of, you know, with the Casinos, they can bite really hard, or if you can roll back on the tone or flip the pickup, you can get some of those really nice bassy, clean, jazzy sounds. And but it's also, they're just so durable. Like I beat the shit out of these things.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And they always somehow manage to hold up. They just make great guitars. And the great thing about the Epiphones is, man, they're affordable. You can go into any guitar center and get a decent Epiphone guitar that will hold up live, man. So, yeah, these guys have been real good to me, both these Epiphones.
And do you, with the two Epiphones, have you recorded probably most of the stuff you guys have put out?
Yeah, man, first record was all this guy. Second record was this guy plus a few. I don't bring a lot of the stuff out on the road, too. I got some older guitars at home, like Harmony Stratotone and stuff like that, but it doesn't really hold up that well live. Yeah. The last two records we did, that was all on the Casino.
Green Machine.
Yeah, man, and then this thing just trucked all the way through. So, but yeah, man, that's pretty much it for guitars.
Cool, and I assume 11 through 49s on all those?
All of them, perfect. 11 to 49s, yeah.
Cool, and any specific capo now that I see them, and that you gravitate?
I like the Dunlops, but I don't know, I think I just found this one.
Whatever's.
Yeah, somebody gave me this one, but Dunlop's usually the go-to, yeah. And yeah, man.
Let's go to the next part of the equation, amps.
All right, cool.
All right, Kevin, we're over here in amp land. We're at number one. Talk to me about this guy.
All right, so this is just a Fender DeVille. This is my the first real amp I started using. I think I got it maybe in 1999, and it's still holding up. I've only changed the tubes probably like twice, but there's something about the drive channel on this amp that I love. So what I do is I put the first drive channel on and I keep it around 4.
Okay.
And keep the volume at a very low volume, so maybe around 2 or 3. And then I just love the breakup or the drive, the grittiness of this amp.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds like it's been kicked around
for
a few years.
Is it a 410?
Yeah, 410.
Okay.
And then, that's basically it. I have the bass cranked on it. And then the treble rolled back a little bit, you know, maybe around 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And just sounds pretty gnarly.
You probably logged a lot of miles between this and that Sheridan. That was probably
the Sheridan and this guy were, that's all I had for the first, little while.
Have you had to replace the speakers at all or anything?
No, same speakers, Jensen's.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
And while it's here, I was going to ask you why you prefer to use a brass slide.
Oh, the brass slide?
Yeah.
I think they just sound better, man.
Yeah.
And
you don't mess with like Pyrex or glass or anything?
I've tried it, but this just feels a lot better with the pinky.
Yeah.
You use a beer bottle, why not? I don't know. But I think the brass just sounds a little bit better. Yeah.
What's the second amp here?
Well, and then, this guy, no worries,
Go ahead.
Daisy chaining that guy into a twin. So the twin is kind of just acting like a speaker. All the tone that's coming, because this guy's where I get the tone from.
All right.
And then I'm daisy chaining through here, and then I can just adjust and control the volume on the twin here. And so now I can get louder without deafening people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They thank you, I bet.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then with this guy, I just kind of crank the bass a little bit on this guy, probably around 10, and then treble somewhere around 7 or 8, middle 8. A little bit of verb on there, and always keep the bright off.
Are you cranking the bass on these amps because you guys don't have a bassist?
Yeah.
Fill in.
Especially with the Casino and the P90 pickups. If using that neck pickup, it can get really, really bright.
Okay.
So it's kind of the only real way I can counteract the sharpness of it. Yeah.
And is the Crazy Horse, that pedal there, is that involved in anything, or is that just
That's just a backup fuzz that I've been using in case things go awry with whatever's going on the table. But this is a really badass pedal. Durham Electrics, get in Austin, Texas.
All right.
killer. It's got that whole Neil Young.
I was gonna say, I'm guessing Neil Young.
Yeah, man, it sounds exactly like it. And it's got one of those, the volts, so the further you scroll back on the volt style.
Oh, the power.
It's got that, you know, like an amp crapping out.
Yeah,
or
sag.
You know. Yeah, man, it's really cool. But, yeah, that's about it.
Number three.
And number three, this is a separate channel for the Super Reverb, which is just a big hunkin' piece of machinery that helps carry volume for me. I don't really have anything specific with it. Just I run it through this guy, which is a Cusack Screamer. I got the level somewhere around there, tone, about 11 o'clock, drive, about 1. Yeah, and that just kind of gives a little more grit to this, because without this guy, just it's very
super
bassy,
clean.
Very super clean. This kind of dirties it up a little bit and still gives a crunch to it. So.
And is that pretty much on all time?
Yeah, all the time, okay. Man. And this guy too, bass all the way. This is more the low end stuff. These two guys still have the dirtiness and okay. A little bit of the clarity. This guy's more for just power bass and a little bit of reverb. Always gotta have reverb.
Yeah, right.
You know, when there's only two people, you know, make sure.
A lot of
scary,
space.
Scary. Yeah. Yeah, man, that's it.
Well, let's go check out your noisemakers in the pedal board.
Sure.
All right, Kevin. Thank you very much for putting on guitar on. Now we want to hear what everything's been sounding, or you've been telling us about. Let's hear what's going on. Walk us through the pedal board and give us some examples of what's going on.
Okay, so we got just basically, you know, the Boss Tuner. That's the first in the chain. And then we've got this guy, which is a hometown boy for you guys.
Yeah.
Third Man Bumble Buzz.
Just down the street.
I really, really like this pedal. I only use it on maybe one or two songs.
What do you dig about it, like tonally?
It's got such a...
Versus the Big Muff.
It's got a crazy, crazy gnarly tone, but it's got a gate in it, which is great, so I don't get any of that feedback, you know? So if you... Like it's got, you know, you're getting a lot of feedback, but,
yeah.
You know, if you were using the Big Muff for that... You know,
there's a time and a place.
Time and a place, but sometimes it's just not enough meat and potatoes for me. I need to use the Big Muff. And I'm just a big, huge fan of Jack White, and that's just a really killer pedal. Union Transistor makes those guys, and they make a lot of like tone benders and really cool fuzzes. But,
yeah, so they know what they're doing there.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm going into the Octafuzz full tone, which I got that a few years back, and I've been using that a lot during the set. Another just great, and if you flip on the octave switch on it, it's really, really great. But I just use it for kind of a little bit of a boost here and there on like songs like Alabama Coldcock and stuff like that. But
let's hear how she sounds.
Yeah, yeah. Once again. Yeah. You know. So it's got like where it doesn't, you know, I can still control some of the feedback with this guy.
Yeah.
And then if you roll back on the flip the octave switch, you know, you get a lot of that. You know, it's just got a really cool kind of tone for lead stuff. But I usually just keep it, you know, both of them at 12 o'clock, mm-hmm. and just use it for kind of big riff stuff. And then we're going into Super Trem, and that I only use that on a few tracks. I use it on a new song that we're playing a lot now called Speak of the Devil.
Okay.
And then on some kind of, we do set aside a lot of time during the set to do improvisation, jam stuff in the middle of songs. And I just always like getting a little crazy with this thing, because, you know, the more you... You crank it, it gets some pretty crazy stuff. It's like stuff like is funky stuff to make people go, what the hell is that? And some people might call it noise, some might people say,
I call
turn
it
that.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. And then we're going into the Big Muff, which is probably what I use the majority of the set, and that's just for dynamics for big choruses and stuff.
And yeah, the volume's maxing that sucker.
Yeah, I usually keep it right
in the sweet spot.
Right there, and tone pretty much in the middle, because otherwise you just lose all kinds of that. And And yeah, I've been using the, I used to have the little Big Muff for many years, and that was like, all I had was a tuner and a little Big Muff, nothing. And I didn't even have a board. I would just be dragging the pedals all across.
You got them in your pockets, putting them out.
And somebody said, man, you need to get a board, man. And, but yeah, and then I just recently had this board set up by a really good friend in Austin, this fantastic musician, Emily Wolf. She helped me with the EQ. I just introduced this about, I don't know, a few weeks ago.
How are you using that, and what's kind of...
You know, that just kind of helps out with a little bit of a boost every once in a while. If I'm doing some kind of lead chicken pickets up. So it just kind of gives a little of that. And then if you're using like a fuzz and you need a little more of that... Yeah, just it gives a little bit more clarity. And then, from there I'm going into the Phase 90, which I only use that on real kind of weird, spacey stuff.
Let's get weird.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's got a cool little setting, like if you crank it all the way, I like to do some lead stuff like that. And it's got kind of like that, you know, no quarter Zeppelin kind of feel or something. I don't know what it is, but I really like it just to kind of experiment when we get a little spacey.
Yeah.
You can mix that with the delay and crank those all the way up, and you know, have people really going, all right, I've had enough, you know, you know. And then from there we go into the Pog, and Pog, I'm using that guy on a song called Copperhead Kiss.
I was going to ask, that was one that's like super gnarly on the new record. It has nasally fuzz on it, and that's where you're getting with the octave.
Yeah, I'm going from octafuzz, this guy and this guy. But for the main verses and licks, I'm just using
it. Yeah, walk us through
this.
I want to hear this.
And then, like for the choruses, I'm just kind of just cranking a. So it's kind of just the balance between these two guys and this one. But I usually crank the sub octave and then keep the octave up maybe around 11 or 10 o'clock.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, just throw it in for good measure now and then, you know. It's always good to have a Pog.
Yeah.
And then this guy, this is another really new pedal for me. The Maxxon delay, analog delay, and that's just, I sometimes just keep it on for the whole show, you know, if I just keep it right
around. Yeah,
it
looks like you just got a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I'll just keep it there, but then, like I said, for some of that spacey stuff, you know, I'll just crank everything and, you know, just get real weird. Yeah, it's that kind of stuff where it's just, you don't need any intelligence to learn how to do that. Just turn every knob to the right. And then, And then that's the last pedal on the chain, and then I just have a splitter between
for the
Villain and the Twin, and then this is a separate channel for the Twin Reverb. I used to have a Princeton Reverb that was going out of the C channel, but that got stolen after a gig.
I saw that
gig.
On the guitar too, right?
Yeah. But I'll get another one eventually, but yeah, man, that's all I got.
Do you find yourself down on the floor at all, switching with knobs as the night goes on?
Yeah, sometimes. Especially with the octafuzz.
Okay.
Sometimes there's with the Casino, this is like right around the sweet spot where you don't get any feedback. But with the Firebird, I have to give a little more juice just to get it to break up a little bit better. But and depending on the room, or you know, I'll switch around with the tone on the Big Muff just to kind of, if I need a little more clarity, I'll just crank the tone a little bit more. And the trem, sometimes I, because my feet are always knocking dials over, so I have to kind of just constantly readjust. But yeah, man, not that complicated. Yeah.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much, man. I appreciate
man.
It.
Thank you guys. Appreciate
thank you.
It.
Premier Guitar, this is Chris Keys, signing off one more time.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.